Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we are so excited to welcome back our dear friend Dallas Remington. We'll catch up with Dallas on thing that she's been up to from her debut EP Freedom to anything else she's got going on. It's been quite a while since I've physically spoken to Dallas. So this should be a really fun show. And I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey Craig, how are you, dude?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is our second show in 2 days, so I'm doing pretty good, all things considered, you know?
Same here. But you spoke to me only yesterday, and you haven't spoken to Dallas in a long time, so let's not waste any time.
True. With that being said, let's welcome our lovely friend Dallas Remington back to the show. Hey, Dallas, how are you?
Hey,
I'm doing
hey,
very
Dallas.
Well. How are you all today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for stopping by the show again today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I always love coming on the air and talking to y'all and getting to catch up with y'all because I don't get to see y'all or talk to y'all very often.
Yeah,
that includes me too, Dallas. I only see you times a year.
And the last time you were on, I think it was April of last year, I think, was the last time you were on.
Yeah, I think we were just getting ready to release the first single from the last time we talked to y'all. So it's been a while.
Yes, and speaking of singles, this brand new single, Never Turned Around, is killing it on the country music breakout chart. Last I checked, it's up to number 75.
Yeah. So it's doing really well. We're very excited about that. It's been cool. We just happened to release at the same time as a bunch of the big dogs. So it's fun to see my name on the same chart as, like, my favorite artist. And I think Eric Church went for ads this week. So seeing all of them on there, it's really cool. And it's like, oh, my gosh, my name's on the same piece of paper as Eric Church and Garth Brooks. This is crazy.
Hopefully Eric and Garth will take a look at the same chart and they'll say, who's this girl Dallas Remington? And Kenny will say, well, I'm sure. Yeah, and Kenny will say, I'm sure we can get along.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, though, that's got to be a really cool feeling, you know?
It is a very cool feeling, yeah. I think, like, last week, who was it that was right above us? I think Luke Combs was, like, right above us. Like, it was, we were, like, you could see his name, and then underneath it, just a little ways down, you saw my name. So, it's a really cool feeling.
You know, I experienced that same thing, but in a different form, at the Nashville Universe Awards. Mm-hmm. I was nominated for Radio Personality of the Year with Betsy Spina, Bobby Bones, Cody Allen. I mean, some of the giants in the industry. Then you've got little old me down here. I'm like, I don't belong with these people at all.
Congratulations on that nomination, by the way. That was awesome. I saw where you were nominated, and I was like, oh, my goodness, he's doing it. congratulations.
We were both nominated, Dallas, actually.
Yeah, as well, Craig. So congratulations to both of y'all.
Thank you, Dallas.
To have been in the radio industry 6 years and in the country industry 4 years, I mean, and to see that, I was like, wow, because I'll be honest with you, I still consider myself a baby in the industry because 6 years is really not a long time. So it was just like, wow.
Yeah, it's always cool to, like, get some recognition for all the hard work you put in.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I was wondering about, and I found kind of cool, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, but you released your debut EP Freedom on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Was that intentional on your part or what?
That was intentional. We're blessed to work with some amazing people in the industry, and our digital guy, Ed, was able to get that set up for us so we could release on July 4th. That was our goal. We were like, you know, might not be possible. He's like, oh, yeah, we got it. So that was amazing. And it was just so cool because, you know, like, some of the songs are about, like, Found Her Freedom is literally about a girl who finds her freedom doing what she loves. And with the album being called Freedom, and then there's a military song on there as well. I just felt like July 4th was the perfect day because we're celebrating the freedom that we're given by living in this amazing country. So the fact that we were able to release it that day was a major blessing.
Yes. Hey, Dallas, you know what we call that in the accounting world? The concept, we call it the matching principle. In this case, it matched July 4th. So I'm glad you have a good understanding of the matching principle.
Yeah.
Agreed. But I saw that and I knew that, but I didn't really make that connection. If that makes any sense to you, up until probably like a week ago, I'm like, wow, that might have actually been intentional. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think normally releases are on Friday, so ours released on a Wednesday, but it was a special day, so.
Absolutely.
So, touch me a little bit about Radio Chair. Is that over for you for now, or do you still have some more stops to make?
Oh no, we've got a lot more stops to make. I think we're going to meet up with an online radio station next week in Florida. So that's just a meet up with our friend BC Lee. But then the week we get back from that, we have an entire map mapped out. We're heading up to New Jersey to see Craig. And we're trying to hit up about 4 stations on the way back and about 7 on the way. On the way up, we're hitting about 4, and on the way back, we're going to try to hit about 7. So we're in the process of getting those scheduled now. So we've got all of those, and then I think later in a couple weeks, or not in a couple weeks, but when we get back from that, we're going to try to head back out west and hit the stations we haven't hit there yet. So we've still got a few more quite a bit more stops, but I love traveling, and I love getting to go around and play the music. So it's a lot of fun.
You're gonna You won't be used to sleeping in your bed. You're gonna when you get back. You'll be so used to hotels.
Exactly.
From somebody that's lived out of suitcases for the last 6 years, with all these baseball trips I've been going on, I know the feeling well. Trust me.
Yeah. That's what we always say, that our house is a wreck because we just drop and go. We pack a suitcase and then we come in, throw it down, pack another and leave. So we come home, we've got all these suitcases full of clothes from other places.
Exactly. You've got your debut EP out there into the world.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Yes.
I mean, finally have an entire collection of songs out there into the world. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. You know, we worked on this for so long. I think we did the first track when I was 15. I don't think we did the vocals for a while after that. But this has been an ongoing process for almost 3 years. So it was amazing to finally get it out there. And it's awesome to be at a show and somebody say, do you have CDs? And I'm like, yes, I do. I got a whole case in the car. You won't want that. But it's just like such a great feeling that people are actually getting to hear what I've worked on for so long. I know y'all have all followed me on my socials and y'all have seen me like I'm in the studio, I'm doing this, I'm writing. And it's great for me to actually get to share with you what I've been working on that y'all have been seeing pictures of for years. So it's just like the best feeling ever.
Well, it's great that you're finally starting to, that all your hard work, Dallas, in the studio, all the singer-songwriting sessions that you do in Nashville, you know, at the Commodore or another restaurant /bars, and all the radio touring that you're doing across the country is finally starting to pay off.
Yes, yes.
I agree. You know, and speaking of firsts, I don't know if you remember this, but about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you were actually one of the first country artist interviews I ever did.
I do remember that. That was awesome. Thank you so much again for having me on that time and all the time since then and being such an amazing supporter of my music. You're awesome.
Absolutely. I feel like with this radio show, and it clearly is where you're concerned, it clearly is, but this radio show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next gig or that next interview. Whatever it is, I feel like I've more than done my job.
You're awesome at what you do. All of us independent artists that you work with, thank you so much for the support. We need like a million of you, literally. We need those people who support us and like everything and share our music. And y'all both of you do amazing jobs at both of that, at all of it. So thank you so much for you and Craig both for being just who you are and for supporting the music.
Well, it's our pleasure. Well, the fact you all make it easy, you all make it easy for us to support you, Dallas, because of not just your music, but who the people that you are inside, your interior, who you are, your heart. You all have very big hearts. That's why Cody has said continuously that Nashville is a very interactive community with everyone supporting one another and being there.
It is.
Right, exactly. You know, I've never actually said this on air, but I actually, with the show and social media or whatever, you know, I've tried to be a friend with these artists, and I try to steer my interviews toward not so much the cookie cutter interviews that artists usually get, because I know y'all ask work questions probably 1,000 times a day. So with this interview show and things like that, I try to gear it more toward getting to know you guys as people.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, and that's a lot of fun to be able to talk to someone who I consider you a friend. I don't know if we've actually even met in person, but I consider you an amazing friend already, and so counting down the days so we can actually meet.
Agreed.
Y'all are just awesome.
You know, I wanted to ask too. I know life's really crazy right now, but. Has there been any thought or talk about the next project?
That's funny you ask that. Everyone, when you ask like how the EP, how it feels to get it all out, it's like that feeling. You're like, oh, it's finally out there. What do we have to do next? So we've talked about it. We are gonna have a third single to radio from the EP. We believe. That's the plan right now. And then we're talking about another EP to come out shortly. We don't have dates, names, anything. So that's just in the works. We're talking, haven't started working on it yet. But hopefully it won't be a 3-year gap this time like it was last time.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but this song, I Never Turned Around, I actually played it on my radio show a few weeks ago.
Oh, awesome. That's so awesome. Thank you so much for playing it.
I think it came in at number 2, and it just missed out being number 1. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Just barely missed
being number 1.
I don't
even know how I missed that. Thank you so much for playing it. I didn't know that. That's so awesome.
But, you know, with my countdown show, I feel like that's another way that I can get independent artist voices out there, you know. And and you know me, I'm all about supporting the artist. It's all about the artist for me. It's never about myself or my own notoriety. It's always about the artist. So anything I can do to help you guys. I'm literally more than willing to do it.
Well, that's awesome. Like I said, we all just thank you so much for that, and we need a million people like that that'll do everything to help us and support us. So you're amazing. And thank you so much for that. And that's so cool to find out I was number two. I didn't even know that. Oh, my gosh. I must have missed that somehow. That's what we were talking about earlier. We're running like crazy so much that everything, I'm trying to keep up with everything. So that's so awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the countdown.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about your next show coming up. You said it's tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be at the Commodore Grill tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm the only girl in my round, so got to show some guys up, you know. But I'll be playing with my great friend, Christopher DeLisle. He's actually in my band and starting to travel with us now. He's an amazing guitarist. And then J4 Wandas, who's an amazing independent artist here in Nashville. And then Norm McDonald, who's an amazing writer, singer-songwriter in Nashville. So it's going to be a fun show. And tomorrow night, the Commodore Grill at 9 o'clock. So we're pulling in the late round, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm used to you playing the late round, Dallas. The midnight shift, midnight special round at the Belcourt Taps at Saturday of CMA Fest week?
Yeah, so during CMA Fest, I had 10 shows in 5 days, and one of those was at midnight, and Craig was there. He came to my 10 o'clock round and then rode over with us to the midnight round.
Yes, thank
How
you.
In your
wheelchair car, almost, because I was exhausted.
I see you guys out there pretty much on a daily basis busting your butts, out there. How do you do it? That's my only question.
It's just what I love to do. So I feel like I just keep on going because I'm getting to play music. So the music pushes me on and a lot of Red Bull.
And speaking of music, I actually get a chance to pick up my guitar for a little 4th of July show playing with a local band at the lake this past 4th of July.
Awesome.
Which was fun to kind of adjust off the old guitar playing skills. So.
That's so cool. I imagine it was a great time.
Oh, it was. We played a bunch of stuff from Sweet Home Alabama to a little Eagles. Oh my gosh, it was incredible.
Sounds like it.
I wanted to ask too. I think we covered this last time, but I'm not completely sure. When you play in Nashville, what are some of your favorite places to play?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of cool places to play in Nashville. I obviously love the Commodore Grill. I'm there a lot, but that's just because all of my friends play there, and that's how I've met 95% of the people I write with. I've met at the Commodore, and I met some of my best friends there. So that's an amazing place. Belcourt Taps is always fun because it's just it's a lot more of a local crowd, which is cool. And then I love all the places downtown. Tin Roof is always cool. I love doing those shows that they have, like OMG, I'm a Songwriter, and Frisky Frogs with Jamie and Jamie's. Those places are really cool. And I think one of the coolest venues was Martin's Barbecue. We played it during CMA Fest. Craig was there. That is one of the coolest venues I've ever seen anywhere. So that one's really fun, and I want to play there again. So we might try to set that up. We don't know.
Only thing was, it was just, it was a sauna outside.
It was. So Martin's is an open air. We were in their beer garden, and I was playing at 2 in the afternoon. So the sun was beaming down on us, but I at night, it would be like an awesome place, and like do like a night, like a 7 to 9 set or something like that. I feel like it'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it's just such an amazing venue.
It is too, and you can stuff your face at the same time.
Yes, amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be in Nashville a couple of times over the next couple of months. I'm coming the week of my birthday. The week of September 7th. And then I'll be back again in October because I've been asked to co-host a independent country music awards show.
Yes, I saw that. That's awesome. I think I'm actually – that's with the KICMA, correct?
Yep, the KICMA Awards. So it's going
to
be so much
fun. It's
easier
to say it that way. I didn't know that's how y'all pronounce it. I just found out a couple days ago I'm nominated for one of those. So hopefully I'll see you at the awards show, or maybe I can meet up with you when you're in town for your birthday.
It's going to be so much fun. This will be my first ever live co-hosting event, which I'm nervous for, but then again, I cannot wait.
Yeah, you'll be a natural. You're used to doing this, so you'll be a natural at it, and you're going to have so much fun.
I hope so, but the guy put together these awards. Kevin is his name. I was on the phone with him, co-hosting his radio show the other night when he got a call and a three-way to send. I come to find out the dude on the other line was one of the writers of Luke Combs' Hurricane.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I just internally freaked out. I was like, is this actually happening?
Yeah, I can imagine. That's so cool. I think I called into his show a while back, actually. So it's really cool that y'all know each other and y'all are working together. That's awesome.
Kevin's a good dude. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a good dude. And if anybody out there wants to listen to his show, y'all go to kdubhitcountry.com and click Listen Live. And and Kevin is on from 7 p.m. Central to, I think, 9 p.m. Central, I believe, which is 5 p.m. Pacific to 7 p.m. Pacific out there in California. So.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I remember when I was on his show, I think our interview was at like 7:15 Nashville time, and I was walking into the Lady Antebellum concert. So I was standing outside Bridgestone on the phone with him.
Oh, wow.
He was really cool. It was a fun interview.
Well, I guess both the interview and the show was both an example of a big American honey. So, again, in that, well.
Oh, well. Hey, 30 minutes has just absolutely flown by, hasn't it?
It has. Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun. I always love getting to talk to y'all. And thank you all so much for supporting the music, as I've said a lot of times in this 30 minutes. But thank you so much just for supporting me and being there for my music for the past 4 years, I guess, since we had our first interview. So you're awesome, Cody. You're awesome, Craig. And this has been awesome.
You're awesome too, Dallas.
Yes, you are. And I can safely say that I do consider you one of my dearest friends.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're an awesome friend, Cody. And like I said, we need a million of you.
And we need to meet in person too.
Yes, we do. I will message you. Hopefully we can meet up with you when you're here for your birthday. That would be awesome.
Hope so. But, hey, it's been so much fun catching up with you today.
Yes, this has been so much fun.
I think I'm gonna I'll let you go and get back to your evening. But before I do, two things.
Okay.
Where can people follow you online, like the social media and everything?
Okay. Well, they can find me at DallasRemington.com, and then from there, there's links to all my social medias. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them. But, yeah, so DallasRemington.com.
And I follow you on everything. I'm just putting it out there. I do follow you on everything. And secondly, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
I think we've covered a lot. The album, the EP, is available everywhere, and I know a lot of people use Spotify now, so if y'all can listen to it, stream it, add it to your playlist, as many plays and spins or however they call that as we can get as possible will help us tremendously. So y'all go stream it, download it, however you listen to music, buy it. We like the money. Buy it. However you listen to music would be amazing. And that's, once again, the EP is called Freedom, and it's on everything. So y'all go listen to it.
Awesome. Hey, I keep showing it, Dallas, okay?
Okay.
I keep killing it out there, and you know I'm behind you 1,000%.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much, Cody.
Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go, like I said, but you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Thank y'all.
Yes, it was a pleasure as always, Dallas.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Dallas?
Okay, bye, y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Bye, Dallas.
Bye. That was fun.
Yes, she is always a blast. Oh, so sweet and a blast.
She is such a sweetheart. But
yep.
I cannot believe it had been over a year since we spoke to her.
Well, it was last August that we spoke to her, I think. And now it actually was less than a year.
I think it was actually last April, maybe. I don't remember, but...
No, I think it was last August.
Anyway.
Last August.
Oh, well,
I remember, I think last year, August, the first interview in August last year was Elena, and then Dallas was the
mm-hmm.
following week.
Yeah, so it's been almost a year. I know we've got a very, very busy week next week. What's coming up for us, buddy?
All right, on July 23rd, this Monday, finally we have Auburn Road, who played at Stagecoach Festival in California, and we finally have the opportunity to sit down with three lovely ladies to chat. On the 24th, which I will not be present because my brother's coming to town, I believe Laura Ashley will be your guest. And
mm-hmm.
then, actually, a week from today is a very big guest, Emily Hackett, who just released her Good Intentions video. It's a terrific song. The video is sensational. She was on the Radio Disney stage during CMA Fest. I met her in person. She's a wonderful person as well as a terrific artist, and that'll be a great interview.
Mm-hmm. And a quick note. I have to move next week's Indie Country Radio to Saturday. Because my mom's having surgery Friday.
Oh, okay. So you're having on the 28th?
Yeah, I'm having Indie Country Radio on the 28th instead of the 27th of that week. So.
Well, I hope all goes well with your mother's surgery next Friday.
Thank you, buddy. So I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap up here, okay? And I'll talk to you next week.
Have a good night, Cody. I'll speak to you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, too.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Dallas Remington. Like Craig said, Monday at I think it's 5:30 Central. I'll have to check, but Monday we have the super talented ladies of Auburn Road joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Boy Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.